Blog Talk Radio.
Yo, 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 check this out. This is Fresh Get Out the China Man with the 2 Live Crew.
Yo, yo, what's up, y'all? It's me, DMC.
What's up, y'all? This is the Blunt Master P.
Yo, check us out. Chuck the Public Enemy.
Yo, what's up? This is DJ Yella from the world's most dangerous group.
What's up? This is DLC.
This is your boy, C. Murray.
This is Jerry Heller, motherfucker.
This is your boy, DJ Paul KOL 365.
Young Busy Bomb.
Vice Womp.
Yo, this is DJ Randy Rand.
What up, what up, what up? This is the real Rick Ross. You listen to me on the Murder Master Music Show.
This is a show that shows no limits, broadcast nothing but the real. Interviews with legendary artists, still got love for the underground feel. Rappers with records, reveal the addition of rappers that are coming up, get them put on. We need to the platform to fight the main. The show that you need to be on. Hit up UGS for life on screen and follow up wizards.com. For all of your needs, production and mixing and mastering, graphics and shadow design. Check out the archives and touch with the shows. Buddy, you kind of viewed it, did through everything free to download and stream. Oh, yeah, we deserve the real review.
Unstoppable, we be revived, our bitch, we represent. All them chillers on the mic, and we should love to all you fans. Baby, keep the focus, bringing nothing but the rhythm. Come and tune into the dopest.
I'm a madman, going crazy, knocking all you rappers off. It's underground society, it's beauty, it's a light dog. Hip hop, AD, represent for the legend. Rapping mumble rappers, so we ain't sitting on the hip. Two pocket beats, dreaming, thank you for the bliss. It's a murder master music show. Free the homie gangsta bro. I see these rappers on the streets, I got my job about to blow. Stay up on that raw shit, uncut street shit.
Vanilla strong, I see you feeding for the show. Let's get the drum, let's get it on.
Hey, what's up, everybody? Welcome to the Murder Master Music Show. It's your boy Prez. It's episode 590, man. We're creeping up on that 600. I want to thank all the listeners and supporters. You know what I'm saying? You guys are what's keeping us going. Man, if you want to help keep us going, man, all you got to do is just, you know what I'm saying, share the links. You know, go subscribe to the YouTube page. You know what I'm saying? Hit the like button on the Facebook page. You know what I'm saying? Just support the platform any way you can. You know, we'll continue to support the artist that's putting out dope music. Tonight, we got a guest that's returning to the show. You know what I'm saying? He's been on before with dope music, and he's back with more dope music. You know what I'm saying? I'm talking about Houston, Texas' own Ice Water Slaughter. I'm going to bring him on right now, man. Let's see what's good with him. What's up, Ice Water? How you doing, brother?
Yeah, man. Murder Master Music, so y'all know y'all like family, man. It's like a family affair right now, man.
Man, I appreciate that, man. I tell you what, you've been doing this stuff, you know what I'm saying, for a long time. I mean, 25 years since you debuted the Trinity Garden Cartel first album, which you remember,
yeah.
Trinity Garden Cartel. Over 25 years, man. So congratulations on that, brother. When did you get in the game, though? Did you get in the game? Did you do anything before that Trinity Garden album came out?
No, actually, Trinity Garden Cartel was the first. The Get on My Hood album was the first album that I industry album that I put out. So shout out to D of Trinity Garden Cartel, man. Hell of a legacy behind that, man. We just working, man. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, oh yeah, definitely, man. D, we had him on the show too, very talented artist himself, you know what I'm saying? But you last time you were on here you had the dope tracks like Time of My Life, you know what I'm saying, and you was getting ready to drop the Gone Fishing project. But
right.
Now I know you just dropped a new single and new video, you know what I'm saying, it's Amazing Grace. Man, why don't you tell everybody about that? Now, is this just a single?
New album. Actually, it's the title track off of the new album. The new album is called Amazing Grace, Life After Gone Fishing. So it's just a sequel to the Gone Fishing album, man. And the first song off the album is called Amazing Grace. And that's the self-titled song that's on the album, single that's on the album. The album is very dope, man. It's just like Gone Fishing. If you miss Gone Fishing, you need to go back and research it and jam the Gone Fishing because it's jamming. It's a dope album.
Hell yeah, man. And here you are, you know what I'm saying, over a quarter of a century later, you're still putting out music, you know what I'm saying? What gives you the drive to keep going
and keep moving forward.
It's a gift that God gave me, man. I feel like I owe it to my people to give them great music. And like I said, Gone Fishing album, actually it was meant to be my last album, but for some reason, man, I got off and it was like God was telling me, nah, I'm not finished with you yet. So, man, I went back in the studio, man, and here it is, man, Amazing Grace, Life After Gone Fishing, man. It's going down.
Yeah. Hell yeah, man. You are, you know what I'm saying? You got that longevity. We're going to let the people hear that here in a minute. You know what I'm saying? What's behind the whole concept of the track, man? What made you decide to do it, and like who else was involved in the track?
Well, the production come from one of my strong uplifted homies, man. He's from North Carolina, named Ion. Ion Spirit did the track. A very dope producer, man. And the whole motto behind the song was, over the years, like the last decade or so, I've lost a few family members that was very close to me, like my sister, my brother, my dad. And I thought about everything I went through this process of life, like hustling in the streets and going to jail and being shot and all of that mixed together, man, mixed emotions, man, brought on the Amazing Grace song. And so I thought that that would be the greatest song that I can give my people after this Gone Fishing album. So here it is, man, you know what I'm saying? I'm here. I'm debuting the Amazing Grace song tonight. If you ever heard it, man, you in for a treat, man, I swear.
Definitely, definitely, man. We're going to chop it up some more. Here's Amazing Grace. Ice Water Slaughter. Be right back.
For they say that this man, this king, crying no more, no more shall you look on the misery about me, the horrors of my own doing, from this moment go in darkness.
My God. Hey, this is my Amazing Grace, man. Hey, T.G., stand up, man.
16, 10 mark, where we stood at. Call us up, we're jumping, where we stood at.
Amazing Grace.
16, 10 mark, where we stood at. Call us up, we're jumping, where we stood at.
Amazing Grace.
16, 10 mark, where we stood at. Call us up, we're jumping, where we stood at.
Amazing Grace.
16, 10 mark, where we stood at. Call us up, we're jumping, where we stood at. Yeah. 16, I've been at it, had to pack it automatic, just to play up to the attic. I was taught I had to have it, had to learn how to cook if I wanna work magic. 16, 10 more, where we stood at. Gonna throw was jumping where we stood at. I knew that night felt funny. Pap told me keep my eye on my money. Seen a fiend beat Tanya for her work. Me and Johnny Ray hit on where it hurt. Same night, same fiend came back. Shooting hit me in my arm, grazed my back. Next day I'm back on it, arm sling full of meds. I was taught you better want it. Had to walk it through the trials. You can see the tribulations. You can see it on my face. Hey, it's my Amazing Grace. 16, 10 mark, where we stood at. Call us up, we're jumping where we stood at.
Amazing Grace.
16, 10 mark, where we stood at. Call us up, we're jumping where we stood at.
Amazing Grace.
16, 10 mark, where we stood at. Call us up, we're jumping where we stood at.
Amazing Grace.
Jumping where we stood at. Yeah. In the midst of trying to struggle, took a sale, took my brother. That was pain like no other. Then my sister caught cancer, praying, Lord, I need answers. How much can a man take? Same thing with my daddy, and that's just me and mama. I won't tell you to know a brother. All my nieces, uncle, love them. Tell my nymphs, uncle, love them. I'm just holding on to God's faith. Mama told me look up high and keep staring. Cause to her, I ain't slaughtered, I'm just staring. Yeah. Walk by faith, not by sight. I just work, cause I'm not gonna come when no man can work. Keep my eye on the sparrow and I count it all joy as I walk you through this journey.
I ain't trying to plead my case. You can see it on my face. This is my amazing grace. My amazing grace.
16 didn't mark where we stood at. Corner store were jumping where we stood at.
Amazing grace.
16 didn't mark where we stood at.
Amazing grace.
Jumping where we stood at.
We've all been through struggles, man. I just want to commend you on that, for giving the fans your pain and your struggle. You know, that's always important, I believe, for artists to do. And I'm sorry for your losses, man. I lost my father late last year. You know what I'm saying? It's a hard thing to cope with. It really is.
Yeah, it's very hard.
Is the song kind of like a release for you?
Yeah, it was like a release for me, man. I was like in a very dark spot. And, after losing those family members, man, and I was writer's block. So, you know, the Amazing Grace song took me out of that area and put me in a whole other state of mind, man. So God is good. He know how to put things in your life. It's time to make things work. So shout out to God for that, and shout out for the Amazing Grace song, y'all.
Yeah, most definitely. And that's something everybody can relate to. Now, the video, you can go check out the video on YouTube. You know, what's been the response you've been getting for it so far?
Man, the response on the video been crazy. It was shot by some cats from Anchor Life Films, man, some very dope guys that shoot great videos. If anyone in the Houston area or surrounding areas, anywhere out of state, whatever, if you want some great visuals, man, get at Anchor Life Films. Shout out to Anchor Life Films. But the response on the video been bananas. You know what I'm saying? They brought great visuals to the song. Everything I wanted, they brought great visuals to the song. And, man, it's outstanding, man. I'm loving it right now.
Yeah. Hell yeah, man. Now, when did you say the album's due to drop?
Now, I'm doing the drop singles that I'm gonna slide out there shortly here, but the album is due to drop this summer, man. The album is finished. It's due to drop this summer. It's dope. Hey, man, y'all already know how I work. You know what I'm saying? Shout out to everybody that's been rocking with me since day one. You know what I'm saying? Murder Master Music Show been rocking with me since day one, man. You know what I'm saying? Shout out to y'all, man. Y'all doing great things, man.
Yeah, I really appreciate that, man. Oh yeah, most definitely, most definitely. You're one of them guys that's been doing it for a long time, and your story needs to be told. You know, we definitely honor that, man. We got a caller on the line here. Let's take this caller real quick. Hello, welcome to the show. Who is this?
This is Jay Barlow, man.
Hey, how you doing?
Hey, what's going on? I want to say what's up to the OG, man. He's doing his thing out there.
Man, I appreciate it, Barlow, man. Appreciate it. Hey, if I do, called Getting Money, it's featuring me, myself, Low Life and Phil Ward Bars, Lev Dane. Man, he got a video to it. It's dope, man. So shout out to Jay Barlow, man. Appreciate you calling in, man. Yeah, man.
I've seen that. You got E-Rock in the video, too, don't you?
E-Rock's not on it.
Okay. I think I've probably seen it, man. Yeah, that's what's up. Hell yeah, man.
Yeah.
What's it like, you know what I'm saying? Let me ask you, since I got you on the line, what's it like for you to be working with cats like, you know, from the Fifth Ward Boys and Trinity Garden Cartel and Criminal Element, man, Ice Water Slaughter? What's that experience like for you?
Hey, my thing, go for making waves. Made way for me to work with these cats. I grew up on these cats, man. They been a blessing for me, man. They all showed me love, and I appreciate them, man. For real. That's 1,000.
Hell yeah. Hell yeah.
Yeah.
Houston, that's the beautiful thing about Houston is you guys got generations worth of music over there that's timeless. You know what I'm saying? It shit set in stone. And the city is so musical. There's so many talented artists there, from the SPC to all the Rap-A-Lot cats. I mean, we can go on and on and on. Screwed Up Click. It just doesn't end, man. For both you guys, what's it like being part of such of a movement that's so huge and influential on the rap game?
Well, for me, man, I love the movement, man. I love what the young cats are doing. I love the era that the old school rappers like me and a lot of Lil Kiki and Dia Cartel and Erdman and Lil Rasta and Fifth Ward Bars and Screw That Click. I love the tone that we set, the footsteps that we laid for the younger cats to come behind us, man, and it's great to be here to interact with the younger guys, man, you know what I'm saying? It's just a beautiful thing, man. I'm loving it right now, man.
Already. Yeah, it is, man. Real big, beautiful thing. And God, man, he making ways for, like, all of us coming together as one, man, to work together on it. And then that's the good part about it in Houston, man. Everybody coming together.
Yeah, man.
Hell yeah. So, yeah, a lot of unity, I noticed, too, in Houston. You know, you guys seem to support each other's movements, you know what I'm saying, and also the city. Like, for example, K. Reno, he's always out in the streets helping people and doing things for people that need it, you know what I'm saying. It seems like H-Town really takes care of your own, you know. A lot of other cities, man, they just leave people for dead and don't even look that way. So that says something about y'all character, too, in the city, man. You know, so hats off to y'all, man. Real talk.
Well, appreciate it, man.
Appreciate it.
No doubt.
Hey, Marlo, I appreciate you calling in, man.
Huh?
Yeah, we definitely appreciate you.
Already. Be glad to, man.
I definitely appreciate that, man.
All right.
I appreciate it, Marlo. I appreciate you calling in, brother.
All right, boy.
See, that's what I'm talking about, man. Let's give him another track, man, because we got a couple more here before, we get out. I definitely want to chop it up with you some more. This one is called Hater, I Love You. I presume that's self-explanatory, but I'm going to let you break that one down for the listeners.
Hey, man, here it is, man. The song Hater, I Love You off the Gone Fish It Out, produced by the legendary Michael Banks, man. Mike B, shout out to Mike B. Let's go, y'all.
never been a dull moment. I speak on lack of love, got to have a heart to want it. Ain't been no off days, I run them alleyways. Feet like, give me a break, don't get them bills paid. Hustle hard, I sleep good, tell the truth, knock on wood. Made a way and they closed those, hated on me, they turning on. I'm still here, they can keep the fame. This cartel and this dead gang, can't blame it on that music. That's the reason why they miss the train. It's the same model, go get money. Get the stick up, get your hands up. Only here to come and get the bank money. Your money secure, so shut it up. All the work and I'm still working. Get it all like it just sold. All the hate, they done gave a G. And y'all wonder why Real G rolls on water.
Slaughter, and you heard Amazing Grace, you know what I'm saying? Does that one have a video for it too, Ice Water, or a video coming? Or
it has a video, man. I'm in the process of dropping that video too, man. I have a few videos I'm going to be dropping here shortly, man. So, man, God is good. I'm working, man.
Hell yeah, man. I definitely see that, brother. You're putting in a lot of work. You've been putting it down in Houston for a while, man. Are you gonna go out, maybe hit the road, do some shows? You know what I'm saying? Maybe the Midwest or other areas in the South, maybe.
Actually, we're in the middle of went through various meetings lately. We're about to do a Ghetto My Hood tour, and I'm gonna be hitting all the coasts, man. And man, it's gonna be a wonderful feeling, man. I've been doing a bunch of Universal work, too, lately. I did a track with a guy named Dirty Ray from Tokyo, Japan, man, and the song made it number 3 on the charts. So shout-out, number 3 on the charts, y'all. Shout-out to Dirty Ray in Tokyo, Japan, man.
Congratulations, man. Things over here, but when you're able to accomplish something all the way on the other side of the world, that's huge, man.
Man, a hell of a feeling to be recognized for your work all the way in a different country, man.
All the way over by Japan too, man. So shout out to the dude over there, man, for recognizing. Speaking of all the way outside the world, let's bring on the homie Sin from France. I know he's got a question or two for you. Sin, how you doing, brother?
Yes, sir. What's up, Scott? What's up? I swear to Slaughter. Lots of extra.
Yes, sir. What's up, Sin?
Yes, sir. How are you?
Man, I'm blessed, man. Sin and my family, too. Man, Sin always gonna hit me from time to time and check on me. Man, shout out to Sin, man.
Very thanks as well. It's an honor for me. Yeah, I got a question about your song, It Ain't What It Used to Be, on your Trinity Garden Cartels Ghetto My Hood album. Tell us about this one.
Yeah, it ain't what it used to be, man. It was it was basically like looking at, me and D was looking at our neighborhood at the time and the transformation it was making from how it was moving to where it was going. And it was like things were changing so fast. It was moving at a record pace, man. So we decided we'll do a song called It Ain't What It Used To Be. Because, you know, in life, man, as you get older, and it's just like clothes. When clothes get old, you get some more clothes. So it's like time changes, man. So it's just like the music today. You know, time changes. So you got to adapt to the music. And I'm not saying you got to, you know, change your way or how you deliver your music or whatever, but you definitely got to adapt to today's music, man, to be able to move on. So, that song, It Ain't What It Used To Be, was just that, looking at our neighborhood and the other neighborhoods surrounding us and seeing how things was going and seeing that we didn't want to be stuck in that situation we was in. We had to change our life, the way we was moving, to be able to be still living here today, to be able to be on this, with the Murder Master Music Show and talk about it right now. We have to change our ways. So here it is, man. That's what it's all about, man. Change. So it ain't what it used to be. It was all about change, man.
Yes, sir. Also, you got the song End of the World on Criminal Element Underground Railroad. Can you tell us about this one, End of the World?
The End of the World song, it was like it was various artists on that song with us, and the whole song was about if the world was to end, like, you know, what would you be doing at the time of the world end, or would you be still doing the same old thing that you were doing, or would you be, you know, how would you react to the world ending, you know what I'm saying? And so everybody had their opinion on the End of the World song. So we let various artists get on that song. And man, all the artists, shout out to all the artists that was on the End of the World song. Everybody gave some dope lyrics, man, and some dope outlook and dope points on what they felt like the end of the world would be like. So shout out to Criminal Element, man.
Yeah. Even the title meaning Underground Railroad have a deep meaning about slavery back in the day, and in the down south especially, it was a way for freedom. Who got the idea for the title?
Right. We felt like music was our way of the Underground Railroad, our way, our escape, go out of these ghettos, out of these terrible times we was in. We felt like music was our way to vent and get out of the ghettos. You know, everybody can't play sports. Everybody ain't smart enough to get the education, you know what I'm saying, and go on to different heights. But everybody do have a gift. So we felt like our music was our gift and our way to use that as a way of like an underground railroad, like a tunnel to get up out these ghettos, man. And God is good, man. We still here. We still creating good music. And we still in this underground tunnel trying to get out, man.
Yeah. And your world of these two albums, Criminal Element, Pen and Pixel described the best for the style of your music. I think even you got the first Pen and Pixel cover on the Guru by Who. The first Pen and Pixel cover.
Pen and Pixel graphic big for artwork. I'm talking about Pen and Pixel is some of the greatest artwork designers that I've ever met in my life. So shout out to Pen and Pixel, Chun. Them guys did some great artwork. They captured the meaning of Underground Railroad and hit them where it hurt. Man, them guys, anybody needs some great artwork, man, y'all holler at Pen and Pixel. You guys still around, man. Some of the greatest artwork designers in the world, man.
That's good. Well,
hell yeah. Man, good question, Shin, man. Thank you for calling in.
Appreciate it.
He definitely goes back in the archives, man, that's for sure.
Thank you, man. If you don't want to be checking on me, man, we locked in as soon as whenever you need me, just give me a call or give me a text or something, man. We locked in. So appreciate you for everything.
Okay, good night.
Hell yeah. Hell yeah, man. That's what I'm talking about. You know, you've had a lot of success both as a solo artist and as in groups. Do you plan on doing any more stuff in the future? Do you
Trinity Garden or maybe Criminal Element or something, maybe another group, or are you just going to remain solo?
I'm solo right now, but it's been talked about, man, the Trinity Garden Cartel thing, the Criminal Element thing. I mean, it's been talked about, and you know, I don't want to, you know, blow the whistle, but we're gonna stay tuned and see how this thing play out, man. But you know, it's looking real good, man. That's all I'm gonna say. It's looking real good. So y'all stay tuned, man. Great things is in the works, man. But if I can, man, I want to give a shout out to some of the guys that's hard working, that's out here, you know what I'm saying, and that never hardly get recognized for some of their work. Because like all my interviews I do, I always tell them I'm not here to update they favorite rappers. They say give you flowers while they living. So I'm here to shout out some of my guys, man. Sig Sawyer, Eternal, Jason Cass, Jay Barlow, Big Willie. Man, I don't want to miss nobody, man. Lil Dane, Phil Void Boys, Lil Rascal, man. D got a son that's rapping named Chucky Trill. Chucky Trill, man. Man, I don't want to miss nobody, man. The legendary Michael Banks, Mike B, Ion. Man, these people are Homestead Slim, man. Some of these people barely get their roses, man, so I'm giving them to them while they living. Shout out to all y'all. I see y'all home working. You know what I'm saying? Shout out to my team, man. We working. Shout out to Sean. We got the Water World album coming soon. Shout out to the team. We working, man.
Hell yeah, man. You mentioned a lot of people. You're right, man. Cats like Mike B does not get his just due. One of the dopest producers, I think, man. The Fifth Floor Boys, man. Them dudes was hard as hell, man. They was like one of the dopest groups to come out of the 90s.
Two War Boys actually have a new thing out right now called Take It to Another Level, man. Hey, man, these guys got a dope album it's dropping very soon, man. I'm going to be on the Fifth War Boys album. They got Bun B on it. They got various artists going to be on this album. Y'all look out for the Fifth War Boys new project. It's going down, I swear, man.
It's going down all over Houston because South Park, they're going to do a new Reckless Klan. You know, the last one they did, I believe, was in 96. So this is going to be a dope year for hip-hop out of Houston. I know it, man. And you're kicking it off right now. You know what I'm saying? You, Gangsta Nip. So many legends, man. You know, Big Mike.
This
is
year of the legends. Hey, man, this is year of the legends, man. All the legends are surfing. We surfacing, and man, we doing great things right now. Y'all stay tuned,
yeah,
man. Shout out to some of the legends in the game, man, from Houston, man.
Oh, yeah, yeah. So many legends in Houston, man. So many legends, man. I tell you what, I definitely want to bring you back on, man, because I know you got more projects coming in the future. You know what I'm saying? It's always an honor. But before we get out of here, before we go to this final song, I want to give you the floor again, man. If cats want to get at you, man, give them all your social media contacts and whatnot, man, because they need to start featuring cats like yourself on these songs like you're seeing in Japan. And I want to see more of that, man. Tell you.
Hey, man, it's Water Slaughter, man. If y'all want to get at me, y'all get at me on Facebook at Ice Water Slaughter. If y'all want to get at me on Instagram at Ice Water Slaughter. If y'all want to get at me on Twitter at Ice Water Slaughter, man, and we're going to make things happen, you know what I'm saying? It's your boy, Water. Shout out to the Murder Master Music Show, you know what I'm saying? And guess what? I got the last song of the hour, man, you know what I'm saying? It's called Hustler, Baby, man, featuring Dirty Cash on Michael Banks Production. Y'all stand up, man. It's your boy, Walter.
Definitely, definitely. Hey, you take care, brother. Thank you so much, man.
No doubt.
Yeah. Yeah.
Hey, Dirty Cash. Walter, oh, this history, man.
Yeah.
Up early, sunrise, just hit the flow. I learned to get it out the mud, so I hit the dough. I'm from a different cloud, bred to get it in a drought. Hustle cause I had to, few times got caught. I walked the mean road, barely made it through the night. Choices I done made it hard for me.
for better days. Five O's out of line. News give me blues. Every channel got a black dime. We in some trying time. Still gotta pack the load. Weight steady piling up. Still gotta pack the load. My back been broke. Still gotta stand tall. Winter, spring, summer, fall. Few chose many call. I see the outcome. See it all different angles. Talk to survive. So without it, I am not a stranger. I see the flip side. Money gonna change hands. I'm going fishing. It's all in the game plan.
All I know you watching when I'm in this street. Yeah. That money still calling, girl. You know how I be. Yeah. I'm rolling through my blog with my top lid down. Top lid down. Life over young.
From double up to wholesaling them bags of Skittles. Life is not a riddle, you can't jump in the fiddle. Real in the jungle, end up in the hospital. I hear them say recession, I don't see no recession. I take it as a lesson, another day, another blessing. I've been through episodes, saga still carry on. Hood ain't the same no more, another sad song. Yeah, I'm a hustler, baby, God got his eyes on me. Plus he got his hands on me, and another chance for me. I see the flip side, money must have changed hands. I'm going fishing, homie, y'all.